It's time now for the KUMD Bear Grease Report.
This report is brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north in the Gunflint Trail, Racy's Tasty Dog Treats of Bayfield, and Energy Plus of Duluth. Well, it has been an exciting day already with some great finishes in the mid-distance and the shorter races as well, and some winners announced there. Martha Schuwaller coming in first on the mid-distance marathon. Well, we've got on the phone with us this afternoon, John Stetson, of course, a former musher, and he's joining us today to give us the update. John, where are you calling from this hour?
Hey, I just got back down from Trail Center. I'm down in Grand Marais right now at the Java Moose having a coffee and warming up a little bit.
It's been kind of an exciting morning, and I have to say, looking at what has been, I think, termed by others the big three, Ryan Reddington, Ryan Anderson, and
Nathan Schroeder.
Yes, those three have been putting on a good pace, but Ryan Reddington's really the one who has pushed out ahead. Tell us a little bit about this kind of strategy and what is possibly the advantage or the drawback of making such a faster pace than other people.
Well, I tell you, he has an eight-hour layover up in Grand Portage, And that's what he's counted on to get his team well rested. It's a little bit risky. He tried that same strategy last year. He ended up in second place.
And that was part of
this year. He trained a little different, and I think he's going with a similar strategy and run them out fast, get the rest, and get back down to Billy's.
Yeah, if I recall, last year his second place finish was in part, as you suggested, due to his having to drop so many dogs on the downhill run, so to speak, back to Duluth. So the training this year, he was building hopefully endurance in his dogs so he'd have a larger team by the end?
Well, that's what he's hoping. I mean, that's you're always at risk when you run a little bit fast down these hills, and so it's calculation, and hopefully he's got it just right. In his case, we'll see. It's a great race. It's unbelievable. These guys are running very similar paces, within 10-15 minutes, but the rest is different. Ryan hasn't taken as much rest, and he's planning to take more rest on the way down, and then that's when we're really going to see the race start to develop.
So the 8 hours that are required for all the mushers in Grand Portage, he'll have to take, of course, but you think he'll add on a little bit more rest, too, on the way back? Will that make it for a neck-and-neck finish in a couple of days, do you think?
Well, the way I look at it, it looks like, I haven't done all the math, but it looks like he's maybe 30 or 40 minutes ahead when you add in all the rest.
Mm.
But they're running very similar leg times. You know, everybody's running right around 9.7 to 10.1. There's some other teams. Let's don't forget about Blake Frecking. I mean, he has that team of Siberians. They look really strong and powerful. And Keith Eiley, his team is very fast. And so they're running neck and neck.
Yeah, I see that Nathan Schroeder right now is currently in second. We've also got Colleen Wallen in the hunt, and Ryan Anderson and Blake, as you'd said, and Matt Schmidt not too far behind them. So there actually are quite a few teams right now, at least come up to the halfway point, that are in the running, so to speak.
Well, I'd say there are all but a couple of teams are in the running. Just when I left Trail Center, Kevin Mathis had just come in. His team looked fine. They weren't traveling super fast, but they looked okay. We'll see what develops with his team going out of there, but he's well behind at this point.
Okay.
But yeah, that top five, there's five mushers. Any one of them could win this race.
And I noticed too that at the start of this marathon, all the teams seem to start with 14 dogs, and now one day in, 27 hours actually, we've had some teams drop a few dogs, and that's, I assume, normal. A couple of them are down to 12 already. Is this within the normal range of dog team attrition, so to speak?
It is. I mean, I think Keith is the only one running with 14, or the only one who left with 14 out of Trail Center. Blake and Ryan are down, or Reddington are down to 12. It's pretty normal. I mean, you think about how many steps it takes. Each dog has to take so many steps per mile. It's a lot of miles. You can just hurt a toe, tweak a muscle or a shoulder, and these guys don't want to take any chances of injuring the dogs further, and so if there's a question mark, they pull them from the team.
So what do we think is going to happen now overnight with Ryan probably getting his 8 hours of rest, at least official 8 hours, sometime in the early evening, and others, will they be setting out at midnight, or do you think they might add on a few more hours now before the dark and cold of the night set in?
I'd be extremely surprised if he added any more hours to his eight mandatory. I think everybody will take their eight mandatory, and that's it. It doesn't really, the dogs don't really get any faster or better with anything over 8 hours, so you'd have to take another 2 days to really get recovery more than the 8 hours. So they're not going to add anything.
Okay. All right. So overnight now, we'll probably have all of those top five teams probably back out on the trail before tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And everybody seems to be in good stead for the full-length marathon at this point. We haven't had any teams drop out yet.
Not yet. We'll see what happens. You know, you tend to get some teams by Grand Portage, maybe one or two. But we'll see. I mean, these guys are still in it. They'll get that rest. You don't want to really drop until you get that 8 hours mandatory, see how your team looks then. And then you can make a decision on whether that's the best option.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you and to Jason tomorrow as well. Thanks so much, John. We appreciate the check-in, and we'll check in tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Take care. John Stetson calling to us on the trail from John Beargreaves Sled Dog Marathon, now in day two, 27 hours into the full-length marathon. And Ryan Reddington is in the actual lead as far as how far he's come along, but when it all comes out in terms of time, as John has just said, everybody's within about a half an hour of each other, with Blake Fraking and Nathan Schroeder, Ryan Anderson, Keith Ali, and Colleen Wallen, and many more. Matt Schmidt, all still in the hunt, looking at Ryan Reddington's heels. And we'll hopefully hear some interesting and exciting news tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. when we have the next John Beargreaves Sled Dog Marathon Report right here on 103.3 KUMD.
This KUMD Beargreaves Report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.